This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Sports Report for Friday, October 11th. The regular season only has 3 weeks left, and area prep football teams are gearing up for the stretch run to the playoffs. In the 1A Western Slope League, all three North Fork Valley teams are on the road tonight. The Hotchkiss Bulldogs, ranked number 3 in the state according to the most recent Denver Post poll, dispatched Lake County 47-18 last week for a homecoming victory. Caleb Shell snagged a 75-yard interception return for a touchdown, and quarterback Devin Roop threw 3 touchdown passes in the Bulldogs' win. Hotchkiss is 5-1 and 2-0 in league play, as are the Paonia Eagles, now ranked number 6 in the state, after a sterling come-from-behind 28-22 win over Meeker last week. Standout sophomore Taylor Walters piled up 262 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns for Paonia, and he also threw a 70-yard touchdown pass to Josh Altman in the victory. Paonia is in Leadville tonight to play winless Lake County, while Hotchkiss goes to Carbondale to battle Roaring Fork. Defending state champion Cedar Edge will go to Meeker tonight to play the Cowboys. Cedar Edge shut out Roaring Fork 27-0 last week and improved to 4-2 on the season and is 1-1 in league play. The Bruins are ranked number 7 in the state. In Montrose, the number 1 team in 4A continues to roll. The Indians are 6-0 and had a week off last week. They will defend their top ranking for the first time tonight when they play host to Fruita Monument. The 3A Delta Panthers are 4-2 overall and travel to Edwards tonight to kick off against Battle Mountain. In girls volleyball, the Paonia Eagles are 15-0 after beating Vail Christian on Tuesday. Paonia is the number 4 2A team in the state and has compiled a stellar 42-3 game record this season. Two of those losses came against Meeker, where Paonia will play tonight in perhaps its toughest challenge so far this year. Finally, this comment. I've always respected the losers much more than the winners. Everyone is still talking about last Sunday's thrilling 51-48 win for the Denver Broncos at Dallas. Peyton Manning, who makes more money than God, continued to shatter records left and right. Denver's superstar has thrown for a record 20 touchdowns and 1,884 passing yards in 5 games. His comeback effort against the Cowboys was nothing short of sublime. I was more interested in the quarterback on the other side of the field. All Tony Romo did was set a franchise record for passing yards in a game, 512, and throw 5 touchdown passes. He helped his team score 48 points, and he lost. His record-setting performance put his name above other famous Cowboy quarterbacks like Don Meredith, Roger Staubach, Danny White, and Troy Aikman. Those guys are not what you would call slouches. 2 of them are in the Hall of Fame. It was yet another brutal defeat for Romo, who has made a career out of gut-wrenching losses. He is 1-3 in playoff games and 0-3 in do-or-die elimination games. Denver fans are spoiled by their superhero quarterback, who is robotic and almost boring in his dismantling of opposing defenses. Romo, on the other hand, is all too human. His one mistake in an otherwise flawless performance led to another agonizing defeat. On his behalf, I echo the sentiment of Tom Petty. Even the losers get lucky sometimes. If there is any justice in the world, any at all, Romo will get another chance at redemption in the Super Bowl in February, and hopefully it will be against Denver. And that concludes your KVNF Sports Report for Friday. Please stay tuned for future sports reports on Fridays here at KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. If this is one of the programs you enjoy, please call 527-4868 and pledge your support during the fall pledge drive. Please show your support for sports coverage. My name is Eric Gould. Good luck to all the teams in our listening area, and thanks so much for listening.